It's time for movie reviews being brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
Hey everybody, it's Tim Lammers, and new in theaters is Renfield, a sequel of sorts to the 1931 Universal Monsters classic Dracula, starring Bela Lugosi in the title role and Dwight Fry as his servant Renfield. Beginning with an inspired black and white homage to the 1931 film with Nicolas Cage as Count Dracula and Nicholas Hoult as Renfield, the action quickly shifts ahead 90 years to modern day, where after 9 decades of service to Dracula, Renfield says the two have codependency issues and their relationship has turned toxic. Now, while Renfield has issues with his boss, he still supplies Dracula the lifeblood he needs to get back to full strength. But once Dracula regains his power, all hell breaks loose. Renfield is best described as a horror comedy with a lot of blood and a lot of gore, plus physical humor, and it's all employed to lighten the R-rated film's tone. Nicolas Cage is the perfect choice to fill Dracula's shoes with an offbeat performance of the Prince of Darkness that supplies Renfield with its biggest laughs. Other than that, fans of such shows as Ash vs. Evil Dead will find lots of humor in the film's gory proceedings. Renfield is a breath of fresh air in the return of Universal's monster movie brand, mainly because it respects the fan base and Lugosi's character from 1931. I could have done with a larger homage sequence, but the fact that Universal included one at all gives me hope that future monster movie installments will be set in the era they should be set, in period films. Renfield is new in theaters.